On episode 3 of Getting Real with Melina, we discussed the question I asked on the last episode, what's so bad about releasing balloons, along with a rant about Willow and Jaden Smith.
Getting Real with Melina, a forum where we can talk about life, have some good laughs, and maybe, just maybe, give you something to think about.
Welcome to the third installment of Getting Real with Melina. I am your host, Melina Perez, and recently on Twitter, I was asked, how real is Getting Real with Melina? Well, it's ridiculously real. Emphasis on ridiculous. This is me as is, not trying to be a character or anything, so here on this show, we will be real when it comes to being stupid, goofy, inquisitive, fun, and positive. In the future, we will touch base on deep topics as well as have guests visit on the show. But for now, sit back, relax, and let's get real about balloons. On the last episode of Getting Real with Melina, I asked listeners to submit their answers to the question, what's so bad about releasing balloons? And you have no idea how happy I was to see people participate now. I love it. Thank you guys. So far, the only audio submissions that I've got, other than my close friends, was a guy asking me, in behalf of his nephew, who is doing a school project, if I can shoot a video of myself revving up a car barefoot for precisely 8 minutes. Nice try, mister. I see what you're doing. I really don't know what to say in moments like that except for...
Super, thanks for asking.
Now, going back to audio submissions, I want to thank everybody who contributed. I mean, I really am so happy. I love you guys so much for participating. And please, please forgive me for butchering your name if I do that. I've experienced that all my life and I know how much it sucks.
Balls.
I want to thank Naomi, Brad, Andrew Monaghan, Peter Marin, Lynn Ide, and Matt McCullough for submitting your thoughts. I'm going to begin the responses with Ireland's finest representative and my four-leaf clover, Claire Bear. P.S. She sent this to me while on Girls' Night Out.
What's bad about releasing balloons? Releasing balloons or realizing balloons. Releasing balloons. The bad thing about releasing a balloon is that because you don't have it in your hand anymore and you're releasing that motherfucker.
What are the dangers of releasing balloons? I think that releasing balloons creates a dangerous situation for animals, primarily birds, but I'm sure it affects the environment in general in a negative way.
I think releasing balloons can be a danger to wildlife.
Hey Melina, this is Andy T. Monahan from Twitter and to ask you a question. Is it okay to release balloons? Well, is the balloon itself and the contents that's filled with harmful to the environment or any wildlife it may come into contact with? And also, if filled with gas like helium, are you comfortable with the fact that you may run into a bird that may sound like this? Love the show. If it's as good as your in-ring product, then you're onto something special here. And as Mick Foley would say, have a nice day.
Here's 13-year-old Lynn telling us about a memory.
So I remember they gave us a bunch of balloons and they told us that we have to release them in the sky. It was wonderful to see, like, balloons are getting up to the sky. You feel free.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with releasing balloons. I actually feel like it's very therapeutic, it's fun, and it makes me feel like a child again.
Hi everyone, it's Matt here all the way from Australia. Just wanted to say, Getting Real with Melina is an awesome show. Melina's a brilliant host with an excellent voice for podcasts, and it's just a really enjoyable, lighthearted listen. Anyway, you wanted to know, what's so bad about releasing balloons? Well, aside from the fact that it does look really cool, it's actually really bad for the environment, because the balloons go up into the atmosphere, they eventually burst and come down in little pieces. Now believe it or not, animals can end up choking on those pieces. A lot of people will say, oh, that's impossible. They're tiny. They're not going to choke on those. But actually, if you look at the health warnings on many balloon packets, it will say fragments of the balloon can be dangerous to young children because they can suffocate on them. If that's the case for young children, it's the same thing for animals in nature. Also, as you would know if you watch Mr. Bean, they're also very dangerous if you've got a pram that just happens to be tied to too many of them. Things can happen. Check out that baby episode if you don't know what I'm talking about. Thanks, everyone. I'll leave it back to you, Melina.
Why, thank you, Matthew. That was awesome. Oh my goodness. I love that you mentioned Mr. Bean. Now, everybody, if you haven't seen the episode of Mr. Bean with the baby and the balloons, I will leave the link on realmalia.com so you could watch it.
Flashback.
Thank you for your response, everybody.
Melina, hello. We all pretty much know why balloon releases are bad. Duh.
Ooh, geez, sound effect me. Don't get crazy. Okay, I get it. Yes, balloons pollute the environment, and if eaten by an animal, it can die. But did you know about when good balloon releases
go bad?
The article I'm about to read to you is from viralforest.com, and it's about a crazy balloon launch that was pretty much disastrous, but the pictures of this incident is a must-see. So if you want to take a look, go to realmalina.com for the links.
Now here's the story of
Balloon Fest 86.
The article explains, organizers with the United Way of Cleveland thought they had the perfect idea to generate a little publicity and create a beautiful spectacle in the process.
And the pictures do look awesome.
I'm just saying.
With a crowd of volunteers working all hours, they filled 1.5 million helium balloons and released them all at once. Unfortunately, they had no idea the terrible consequences they would unleash by doing so, and their tragic mistake led to the deaths of two people and millions of dollars in damages through lawsuits. Volunteers worked for hours filling balloons with helium under a giant net. When the net was released, the balloons rose to the sky. What they were trying to do was set the world record for the biggest balloon launch, and they succeeded. The massive balloon cloud blossomed over the city, almost like an explosion of color. It was supposed to be a triumphant publicity stunt, but unfortunately, it was about to go terribly wrong. A storm was moving in from the Great Lakes that day, and the winds pushed the balloons back down over the city. With nowhere to go, the sky was filled with an impenetrable cloud of balloons. Tragically, two people died when the Coast Guard helicopters were unable to reach their overturned boat. They simply couldn't fly in the skies filled with 1.5 million balloons. The crew of the Coast Guard search and rescue helicopter said they felt like they were flying through an asteroid field. When they finally got off the ground, they were searching for the heads of the drowning victims, but couldn't tell the difference between them and the balloons that covered the surface of the water. The whole event was supposed to be a fundraiser for charity, but ended up costing the city millions in lawsuits and created up cleanup headaches for weeks. While the sight of 1.5 million balloons rising to the sky must have been an incredible sight to behold, the outcome was far from what they had intended. Two deaths, millions in lawsuits, and a devastating environmental impact. It's a tragic lesson, but definitely a cautionary tale worth sharing.
1.5 million balloons. What the F? What were they thinking? That's insane. Okay, 1.5 million of anything seems like madness. Unless it's $1.5 million.
Hoo-ah!
That's what I'm talking about. Okay, balloons are supposed to be happy though. And of course, I always think of the song 99 Red Balloons.
Here it is, a red balloon. I think of you and let it go.
The other day, I was chatting with Ireland's finest,
my girl Claire Bear.
And we were talking about how releasing balloons can be very symbolic. I mean, it could be viewed as a symbol of remembrance, a release of grief, a release of regret, and it could also be seen as a celebration of life.
That physical action is very powerful and therapeutic.
It's such a shame that it's basically the equivalent of dumping plastic bags all over the place after we come home from shopping.
Please don't throw junk in the water. Give a hoot. Don't pollute.
I know, Woodsy Owl. I hear ya.
But wait. Now that I think about it, holy sh! Do people get fined $500 to $1,000 if they get caught releasing a balloon?
You hear that, kiddies?
I want to know if a cop ever gave a ticket to a family because their kid was releasing a balloon. If anyone has information on this scenario, please let me know because I want to hear about it. Submit it to listentomyface@gmail.com just in case anybody hears one of those stories.
Yes, I'm still talking about balloons.
So I went back to the internet, and I found two examples of incidences where people got fined for releasing balloons. In 2011, a marketing company released 10,000 red balloons that ended up in the San Francisco Bay. The company was fined
$7,000.
Next is the tale of Anthony Brasfield, who is charged with a third-degree felony for releasing helium balloons in a Motel 6 parking lot in February of 2013. This is what was said on CBSNews.com. Anthony Brasfield, a 40-year-old Florida man, was arrested and charged after releasing a dozen heart-shaped balloons into the sky. What he thought was a romantic gesture, the state apparently regards as an illegal one. Brasfield and his girlfriend Shaquina Baxter were reportedly in the parking lot of a Motel 6 when he released the helium balloons, for the sake of romance, and watched them fly away. When a Florida Highway Patrol officer noticed what Brasfield was doing, he arrested him and charged him with polluting to harm humans, animals, and plants under the Florida Air and Water Pollution Control Act, according to the paper. The Sun Sentinel reports the third-degree felony is punishable by up to 5 years in prison. So not everything is fair in love and helium balloons.
I wonder if they're still together.
A third-degree felony is punishable by up to 5 years in prison?
What? For balloons?
I'm not saying let's trash the environment or anything, but when he's in prison and he's asked...
What you doing time for?
I don't think saying...
For releasing 12 heart-shaped balloons?
Would do the guy any favors compared to what the other inmates did to get put in prison for.
That ain't right.
Man, I love Florida, but I don't know sometimes. Earlier this month, a 90-year-old man and two ministers were arrested just because they were feeding the homeless. But what I love about this story is that same 90-year-old Fort Lauderdale man refused to let a new city ordinance stand in the way of homeless people receiving hot meals. And he went back later that week and got arrested for yet the second time.
That's right. All I can say is... Arnold Abbott, a tip of the hat to you, sir. Give him hell. And how can anyone arrest this man? He's friggin' awesome.
I don't know, Florida. I shake my head at that. I certainly shake my head. So there you have it. Florida can be super serial, and balloon releases are nothing but trouble.
Thank you, United Way of Cleveland, for ruining balloon releases for all of us, the way Pennywise the Clown ruined it for me after I watched the movie It.
Just kidding, United Way.
Or am I?
What I've done for the last two episodes is add a quote of the moment and also a Craigslist post, you know, to have a little bit of a story time, but... I stopped that for this week, just for this episode, because I came across this interview and I wanted to see what people thought about it.
I need to hear feedback, folks.
So please forgive the deviation
from our regular format.
This is a test. This is only a test.
Before I go on to read it, I have this feeling that talking about this subject is going to be really touchy when it comes to hardcore fans. I even saw comments from people like getting upset when it came to the article and videos about the interview. So I need to say, everyone, I love you no matter what your viewpoint is on this. No one should take this personally. This is gonna be for funnies. It's not the end of the world. So if you've already read this article, you have to admit the interview was a tad questionable. And when you hear the voices I'm going to use to display this interview, know that they don't actually talk like this, but in my mind, that's the way I picture them talking. I'm just goofing around, so no worries, and keep things chill, my loves.
Hugs and kisses!
Now for the interview that made me scrap my original podcast and also made me stupider after reading it. The following is a mashup of three different articles by Philly.com, Gawker.com, and the main source of all this hubbub, T Magazine.
I'm sorry for subjecting you all to this.
Here it is.
The Smith Children Interview.
Did you ever wonder what happens when two rich teenagers existentially ponder the basic theories of relativity, time, and the reason for life? No. Well, neither did anyone else. But that hasn't stopped Willow and Jaden Smith from doing it in a predictably obnoxious way.
What have you been reading?
Quantum Physics, Osho.
The Ancient Secret of the Flower of Life, and Ancient Texts, Things That Can't Be Predated.
Here are Jaden 16 and Willow 14 on time. Not like our concept of time, really, but their concept of time, which I promise you is much, much, much different.
I'm curious about your experience of time. Do you feel like life is moving really quickly? Is your music one way to sort of turn it over and reflect on it?
I mean, time for me, I can make go slow or fast, however I please, and that's how I know it doesn't exist.
It's proven that how time moves for you depends on where you are in the universe. It's relative to beings and other places, but on the level of being here on Earth. If you are aware in the moment, 1 second can last a year. And if you are unaware, your whole childhood, your whole life can pass by in 6 seconds. But it's also such a thing that you can get lost in.
Because living.
Right, because you have to live. There's a theoretical physicist inside all of our minds, and you can talk and talk, but it's living.
It's the action of it.
What are some of the themes that recur in your work?
The PCH being one of them, the melancholiness of the ocean, and the melancholiness of everything else.
Okay.
And the feeling of being like, this is a fragment of a holographic reality that a higher consciousness made.
As soon as me and Willow started releasing music, that's one thing that the whole world took away. Is okay, they unlocked another step of honesty. If these guys can be honest about everything, then we can be more honest.
What? I had to stop this for a moment. Okay, they are kids. What did they ever do that was dishonest in their 14 and 16 years of existence in this world? Like, what did they do? And how can they be more honest than they were when they were 5 years old? Which was just a couple of years ago. I'm just saying.
Also,
I'm seriously asking everyone listening. When they first released their music, did you think,
wow, they unlocked another step of honesty?
Honestly? I just thought,
how cute, Jada Pinkett and Will Smith kids.
It's true.
Now back to the interview. How have you gotten better?
Caring less what everyone else thinks, but also caring less and less about what your own mind thinks. Because what your own mind thinks sometimes is the thing that makes you sad.
Exactly, because your own mind has a duality to it. So when one thought goes into your mind, it's not just one thought. It has to bounce off both hemispheres of the brain. When you're thinking about something happy, you're thinking about something sad. When you think about an apple, you also think about the opposite of an apple. It's a tool for understanding mathematics and things with two separate realities. But for creativity, that comes from a place of oneness. That's not a duality consciousness. And you can't listen to your mind in those times. It'll tell you what you think. And also what other people think.
And then you think about what you think, which is very dangerous.
There you have it. Thinking is dangerous. Do you think of your new music as a continuation of your past work?
I think Willow's had a huge evolution.
I mean, Whip My Hair was a great thing. When I look back and I think, wow, I did so much for young black girls and girls around the world, telling them that they can be themselves and not be afraid to be themselves. And I'm doing that now, but in a whole different way, coming from a source of energy and universal truths. People will be like, oh, I'm not gonna make a song about exactly how I feel, all the bad ways that I feel, and put it out in the world so everyone can judge me. But for me, it's a part of me. It's my artistic journey.
That's another thing. What's your job? What's your career? Nah, I am. I'm gonna imprint myself on everything in this world.
Me too! What are you searching for in those pierced together moments?
Honestly, we're just trying to make music that we think is cool. We don't think a lot of music out there is that cool. So we make our own music. We don't have any song that we like to listen to on the PCH by any other artist, you know?
That's what I do with novels. There's no novels that I like to read. So I write my own novels, and then I read them again, and it's the best thing.
Willow's been writing her own novels since she was 6.
Are you friggin' kidding me? You have no idea how many times I want to stop reading this interview to point out all the holes that are in it and how little bit of sense that was made get washed away by the nonsense. I know they are just kids, but how can their minds be so limited as to say that they don't like any music that's out there today or any literature for that matter? Like, they haven't come across anything that they like, that they have to reach the point that they have to make it themselves? Must I keep saying they are only 14 and 16 years old? At that age, you are still absorbing everything that the world has to offer, and that continues well into adulthood, but more so at that age. So, since there is a vast variety of music from all around the world, these kids are saying
that they don't like most of the music in the world.
They are trying to sound worldly, deep, insightful, and intelligent, but you can't be any of those things if you're being that closed-minded. Granted, I know they are only kids, and I also want to say, Jaden?
Why you gotta lie about your sister?
She writes novels? A novelette is said to consist of 7,500 to 20,000 words. A novel consists of over 40,000 words. So let's say the average page holds about 250 words. Are you telling me that Willow has been writing novels that consist of 160 pages at least since she was 6 years old?
Is this girl a genius?
No, seriously. If she is...
Hell yeah.
Good for her.
But I also wonder, how does she find the time to do all of these things, write novels, record music, travel, get an education, and
whip her hair back and forth? But do your collaborative relationships inspire you in different ways?
Totally.
Me and Jaden just figured out that our voices sound like chocolate together. As good as chocolate tastes, it sounds that good.
Layla Jones from Philly.com says, "Move over Kim and Kanye. There's a stylish new grossly self-absorbed pair in town."
How does fashion relate to what you do?
Willow just dropped a song, Cares. Let me quote the lyrics. Quote, "I do not care what people say," end quote. We both don't really care. I like to wear things that I make, but I throw it on as though I was throwing on anything. It looks cool. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
I like to go places with my high fashion things where there are a lot of cameras, so I can just go there and be like, yep, I'm looking so sick. But in my regular life, I put on clothes that I can climb trees in.
What are the things worth having?
Something that's worth buying to me is like Final Cut Pro or Logic.
Yeah, these two definitely need some Logic.
A canvas, paint, a microphone.
Anything that you could shock somebody with. The only way to change something is to shock it. If you want your muscles to grow, you have to shock them. If you want society to change, you have to shock them.
That's what art is, shocking people. Sometimes shocking yourself.
Good point, but weren't they asked about things worth having? Why are they talking about shock factor?
You talked about breathing earlier. It's also an idea that recurs in your songs.
Breathing is meditation. Life is meditation. You have to breathe in order to live. So breathing is how you get in touch with the sacred space of your heart.
When babies are born, their soft spots bump. It has like a heartbeat in it. But because energy is coming through their body, up and down.
Prana energy.
It's prana energy because they still breathe through their stomach. They remember. Babies remember.
When they're in the stomach, they're so aware, putting all their bones together, putting all their ligaments together. But they're shocked by this harsh world.
By the chemicals and things. And then slowly,
as they grow up, they start losing.
You know? They become just like us.
You're so smart. Can you babysit my kids?
Is this interview real? Are they adding to and finishing each other's sentences? So is the hardest education the unlearning of things?
Yes, basically. But the crazy thing is, it doesn't have to be like that.
Here's the deal. School is not authentic because it ends. It's not true. It's not real. Our learning will never end. The school that we go to every single morning, we will continue to go to.
Forever. Till the day that we're in our bed.
Forever till the day you're in your bed? You mean until you go to sleep tonight?
Oh, that kind of forever.
Kids that go to normal school are so teenagery, so angsty.
They never want to do anything. They're so tired.
You never learn anything in school. Think about how many car accidents happen every day. Driver's Ed, what's up? I still haven't been to driver's ed because if everybody I know has been in a car accident, I can't see how driver's ed is really helping them out.
Yeah, let's all just get in the car and drive.
I went to school for 1 year. It was the best experience, but the worst experience. The best experience because I was like, oh, now I know why kids are so depressed. But it was the worst experience because I was depressed.
So what's next?
I have a goal to be just the most craziest person of all time.
Well then, you are on your way.
I'm by winning.
Winner, winner.
Ultimate winner. And you can understand winning.
Winning.
Wow, winning.
Jordan Sargent from TheGawker.com ends his article by saying, please read the entire interview, because these two children are both literally and figuratively our future.
Wow, all I can say is hashtag nonsensical. I'm sorry I subjected all that to you guys. I just wanted to make sure that you heard most of the interview so then you could tell me your opinion on it, because that totally blew my mind when I heard it. I was like, is this real? There were actually moments where the kids were making a tiny shred of sense. Like, for example, when Jaden said,
learning will never end.
But he kills it by following it up with crap. Okay, so he said,
the school that we go to every single morning, we will continue to go to.
Well, what do you mean? You're telling the world that you have these deep, insightful thoughts, but you can't finish the sentences? I do understand what he's attempting to say, though. Since life itself is a classroom, he will continue to go to the school till the day he dies. Extremely true. But then again, everyone else in the world is going to the exact same
school of life.
So,
you are special, bitch!
I feel like he doesn't understand what he's saying, or he doesn't understand how to explain what he's thinking.
It's getting so serious in here.
Yeah, my crazy butt is overanalyzing this shit. But that's what this interview does to people. It makes you question everything. I felt like there was a glitch in the Matrix where gibberish passes for genius.
Well, it doesn't.
And don't try to pretend either. For example, there are some questionable minds that are down at Venice Beach that talk the exact same way. And never have I ever heard anyone say it's deep or enlightening. Now, I'm not saying that they're stupid or that this is the end of the world or their end of their career or whatever people may assume. I'm not saying that at all. The Smith children definitely are more articulate than most kids their age, without a doubt. Well, that's because they were raised in front of the entire world. Willow Smith has talent and Jaden has opportunities ahead of him. They definitely have the tools to accomplish anything they set out to do. I actually think that this is all a marketing tactic for the kids to get like a mega publicity from this craziness. Think about it. It wasn't a live interview. It was written. For all we know, they probably weren't even there. They had someone else writing it for them. All the while, they were sitting at home playing video games. Ooh, before I forget, I'm gonna read you two tweets that one of the articles mentioned. Jaden Smith.
I don't want you guys to think because I was born in America that I speak and abide by English grammar. I speak Jaden indefinitely.
Willow Smith.
The world is like a pimple. Everything is about to explode and release the truth onto everyone's patios.
I gotta admit, I love those tweets. I seriously question whether or not they wrote them, but...
The world is like a pimple.
In that same article that was posted by Philly.com, there were also tweets that they mentioned of people reacting to the interview. Here are two of them. @B. Patrick Malloy said,
that Jaden and Willow Smith interview
is the best horror fiction writing I have read in years. Stephen King himself couldn't get that creepy.
Allison Morris at Grace and Glow RF said, Sheldon Cooper's brain isn't even equipped to handle that Jaden and Willow Smith interview. Hashtag what?
Oh Lord, this couldn't be any more humiliating.
I keep picturing people who've studied quantum physics and lifetime musicians shaking their heads at these kids, thinking,
you don't even know.
In all honesty, I do think that it's great that these kids are expressing themselves. But let's be honest, if you heard your next door neighbor talk like this, would you think,
wow, you are so smart, creative, and deep.
Don't lie, you know you wouldn't.
Wow, but really, this subject has really gotten away with me, and I apologize for that. Sometimes I do get a little bit opinionated, but I don't want to take away anything from anybody. I seriously have nothing against these kids. And we have to remember, they are kids. They are going to do dumb things for years to come, and that is just fine. It's human. It happens to everybody. That's why it's called being young and dumb. Like I said earlier, these kids have potential, they have so much going for them, and let's face it, they got a good life being Jada Pinkett and Will Smith's kids.
Am I right?
Yo, home the Bel-Air!
I am not gonna lie, I just listened to the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air song a couple of times before coming back to the podcast. back to the interview. I'm sure that was just an awesome publicity stunt, but geez, that interview was an extremely illogical use of logic that deserves a hashtag WTF. And if you are a person that is thinking otherwise, do this favor for me. Print out the interview, write down how you feel on another piece of paper, combine it together in a box, put it away, save it for 5 to 10 years, and then go back to it and tell me if you feel the same way about it.
You know you're not going to.
No, hugs and kisses. Hugs and kisses.
Alright, now that we've come to the end of Getting Real with Melina, I have a new question for you for the next episode. Who out there snacks at the grocery store? Whether you're the person who says, it's not like I'm stealing, I'm going to pay for it at the counter, or I can't help it, I just grab grapes when I go. We want to hear from you. We want to see what you do. Even if you're the person who says, I can't stand when people do that. What the F? Let us know. Also, let us know your thoughts on the Jaden and Willow Smith interview. I want to hear what goes on through people's minds when they hear about this interview. So join us in the podcast.
Do you snack on food at the grocery store? And thoughts on the Smith children? Send submissions to listentomyface@gmail.com and do keep them short and to the point.
I'm Melina Perez saying thank you for listening to Getting Real with Melina. Stay strong, laugh, and don't forget to share your smile with the world. Do you have anything to say, share, or ask in regards to what you heard on this episode of Getting Real with Melina? If so, send it over to listentomyface@gmail.com. Yeah, you heard me. listentomyface@gmail.com. Audio recordings are encouraged, so please keep all submissions short and to the point.
Again, you are listening to Getting Real with Melina. Be updated on everything Melina at realmelina.com and follow me on Facebook @realmelinacom along with Instagram and Twitter @realmelina.